Good day to you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Want to look at another one of the names of God. Now remember, these names of God are really more like attributes, descriptions, kind of explaining how God is toward us and how we should be toward Him. It's to help us to get to know God better and to know His personality. That's kind of hard to do without looking at the Bible and reading and understanding about Him. Now, I do always say reading because that's what I do a lot of. However, I do listen to the Bible quite a bit too. So if that helps you to listen rather than read, definitely I would encourage you to do that. Now, the one we want to look at today is Yahweh Tzedek. This pertains to righteousness and justice, Tzedek. Now, Tzedek is spelled T-S-E-D-E-Q. There are a couple of other variations in this transliteration, but I always go with the simple one because it's the easy one, right? So that's what I'm going with. It's Tzedek. The T is essentially silent for us. If we look at Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6, we'll see this being used. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. And that is Yahweh Tzedek, the Lord our righteousness. That's those two words, Yahweh being the name of God and Tzedek meaning righteousness. He is our righteousness and our justice, both legally and morally. God is both of those things for us. If we look at another example in Psalm 4, verse 1, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, you have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Now this time, God is actually Elohim, which relates to God being our divine judge. So calling out to Him for mercy, so this time it is actually Elohim Tzedek. Now, I'm doing this pronunciation as best I can, okay? If you listen to an actual person saying it, they're going to say it a little better, but I'm getting the basic idea, okay? But anyway, so in this case, it's actually Elohim Tzedek. So, God of my righteousness. So, before it was Yahweh Tzedek. So, I'm not trying to take away from one or the other. I'm just explaining that it's a different word, but at the same time, remember, Elohim does relate to God being our divine judge. So this shows, through the Lord Jesus, our justice that is given to us by God is mercy and forgiveness, not punishment and judgment that we deserve. Instead, the Lord brings to us and gives us righteousness and merciful justice. In other words, we are not punished and given the judgment, again, that we deserve for our sin, but rather He brings to us and gives us righteousness. He cleanses us of our sins and gives us mercy for justice. So when it says Yahweh is our righteousness, God is our righteousness. He is our merciful justice. He makes us righteous again. We cannot make ourselves righteous, so the Lord does that for us. And that is Yahweh Tzedek, the Lord our righteousness. So I want to thank you for listening. Hope you have a wonderful day. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. And remember, God loves you.